Hello?
Hi, is this Karen?
Yes.
Hi, Karen, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
Okay, Family First Care.
Yes.
Is this an agency?
So, yes, we're a home care agency.
Okay.
While they're interested in applying for the caregiving position to become a caregiver, is that still the case?
In Lancaster County?
Let me see. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 73. Okay. I've been doing this since 1975.
Oh, wow.
And I worked in a lot of hospitals and nursing homes and stuff, and then I went into home care. And
okay.
That's what I predominantly do, home care. And I'm looking for overnight. I want to do night work. So
you're
if you don't do night work, yeah, I'm looking for night work. I do have a case during the day, and I get done with it at 9. And I'm thinking I could do 3 nights a week. We could break it up. I can be your weekend girl. I can do 2 nights in a row. And I like to have one more night. I'm thinking like 11 to 7, 11 to 8.
Okay, so let me tell you, I'm calling from the onboarding department. First, we onboard the caregivers, and then as soon as there's an open case, someone will be in touch with you and let you know, and then the two of you can start right away because you're already onboarded. So I don't have access to the available cases. Like, that would be the staffing department.
Hang on. How am I on board with you already?
So you aren't. I'm saying I'm calling to sign you up.
But
that way, as soon as there's an open case, you'd be able to start.
Right. And I'm more light duty, okay? And I do walk with a cane for balance, but I cook. You know, I can do breakfast. I can do baths. You know, I can't lift. They can't put their weight on me. But I can, if they can stand up and they're cooperative and everything, I can position in them. And 1, 2, 3, get on the potty chair that you can bring up to their bed. I'm very good about that. If they can get up and get on their walker and walk to the bathroom, I will guide them behind. I know all that. And I can sponge bathe them on the toilet, you know, or if they're going to take a shower, we can do all that.
Got it.
You know, if I have to do AM care. If they're bedridden, I can turn them every 2 hours like you're supposed to and change them, check them, and all that stuff. And just give them good, loving care until the next girl comes on, you know.
Got it. Okay, all right. Do you first want me to find out, like, if this is something we could even hire before? Like, if this is something we could work with before we start the hiring process?
What are you saying? I'm sorry.
No problem. Let me first see if aids, like, would be needed like this, because I know typically they, like I'm saying, lifting is a big part. Let me check with the staffing department if we should even begin the onboarding process, like if they think they would be cases that you would be able to take.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, I would be more for the lighter. Like, I just want somebody to be with my mother or father so he doesn't fall. I want them, you know, they don't want their aging parents to be alone. Do you know what I'm saying?
For sure, like more as a companion, you're saying?
Yeah, and a caregiver to keep them dry and clean, you know.
Got it, yeah.
And stuff. But I get off of work at 9, so I would want a little bit of a breather so to get to the next job at 11, you know.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
if you want to send something online or like text me the application stuff, I can do the process this weekend.
Perfect. So let me run over the process with you because there are.
And also, I also got my TB recently, so I'm all current with 2-step TB.
Amazing. Okay, that's great because that's one of the requirements. So I'm sending you an introduction text. That's going to have three links in it with the application, with a competency test, which you don't have to do well on. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked complete, and an I-9 link. So there's three links there. And then we'll need two forms of ID from you.
And I can take the picture and send it to you. Like a driver's license and what else you want.
Amazing, yeah. A driver's license and a social or a driver's license and a birth certificate.
Social security number.
Yeah, but it will need to be a card also. Like it would need to
say
be
this again.
Card. So for the
I think I put my social security and my license together and I took a picture and sent it.
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect for ID. We're also going to need proof of two-year residency. So what that means...
I can give you my gas bill or whatever.
Perfect. Yeah, a bill from 2023 or before. And then lastly, we need the TB test.
Which I got.
Amazing. Which you get
done
over
steps.
As well. And I wrote all the requirements in that text message. So in case, like, I know it's a lot to remember, you can just refer back to it. What else? So you could fill that out over the weekend, and I'll check back in with you next week.
And what's the name of you?
My name is Malky, and I'm calling from Family First Care.
Family First Care. And where are you located?
We're based out of New York, but the company is based out of Pennsylvania. Sorry, I'm located in
New York. And you're doing cases in Lancaster?
So, yes, I'm saying we service most of Pennsylvania, like, depending on how populated your area, obviously, the, like, case.
What is the name of your company, Family First?
Yeah, Family First Care. One more question for you. Is your TB test from within the year?
I just did it.
Amazing.
2 weeks ago.
Fantastic.
I just did it.
Great. Okay, so here's the requirements. If you have any questions, feel free to reach back out to me. I'm here to help you with the onboarding process.
And your name is Moshi?
Malky.
Malky?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it? M-O?
M-A-L-K-I.
M-A?
L-K-I.
L-K-I. Malky. Yes. And your telephone number is?
That is 267
267
551
551
7438
7438
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll fill out the papers.
Amazing, and feel free to reach out if you have any questions.
What do you pay an hour?
It's between 13 and 15, and it varies depending on the patient's condition, location.
I get paid 14. I'm not going to go less than 15.
Okay.
I mean, be fair. 73, been doing it since 1975.
I hear you. So it's not my call to make, but when the staffing department reaches out to you and offers you a case, that would be the time to discuss the rate.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Okay, so if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. You could text me or call me on this number, and we'll be in touch. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, so it's 267-551-7438.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Be well.
All right, I'll see you. Bye.
All right. Okay, bye.